Listening Library presents The Penderwicks in Spring by Jean Birdsall. Read for you by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Spring. Only one low mound of snow still lurked in Batty Penderwick's yard under the big oak tree out back, and soon that would be gone if Batty continued to stomp on it with such determination.
"Spring can't get here until the snow's all melted," she explained to her brother Ben, who was celebrating the end of winter in his own way by digging in the dirt for rocks. Rocks were his passion.
"Mrs. Lambert said that spring came in March."
Ben was in second grade and still believed everything his teacher told him.
"It's April now."
"Officially, spring came in March, but it can't really be here unless the snow is gone and the daffodils are in bloom. Dad said so."
Having made it all the way to fifth grade, Batty had learned to be wary of teachers, but her father was much more trustworthy.
"And since one of Mrs. Geiger's daffodils bloomed yesterday, if I can just get rid of..."
She was interrupted by a clunk. Ben's shovel had struck metal.
"Gold!"
he cried. Batty looked up from her stomping, but before she could explain the unlikelihood of finding gold in their yard, she caught a flash of red in an upper window of the house.
"Duck and cover!"
she cried to Ben. He didn't need to be told twice. He threw himself against the house and crouched out of sight of that window. And just in time, too.